All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Martin Hilbert is Economics Affairs Officer of the United Nations, and he looks at how the digitization of information and communications is affecting all of our societies, and he joins us on the line from Chile via Skype. And Martin, how much data are we humans actually creating on a daily basis? Can we even comprehend it?
Oh, yeah, we can comprehend it very well. It's exponentially growing, and It's a huge amount. We create a couple of hundred newspapers information each one of us every day. So it's a huge amount, and these numbers are always changing. It depends a lot on how we're measuring it and how we compress it, but that's about it.
So wait, just give us a few numbers, because I think when I was doing my research on you, you were using the word exabyte, and I had only heard of a terabyte.
Yeah, an exabyte, so it's kilo, mega, giga, peta, tera, exa, right? And then comes zeta, actually. We'll get used to these ones as well, but that's actually how it grows.
Okay, so Martin, how much of the data that we're creating, this deluge, is actually useful? What's the point of keeping it all?
There are two reasons for it. One is you can look it up again, and then you have all this basically data, you store it in its raw form. Or what is for me much more interesting is you create knowledge out of this data. Basically, to create knowledge out of information means that we compress it. That's a technical term, compression. The other term would be learning. So we learn something about it, and that's then basically knowledge that helps us to make predictions. So these are the two things. We can just archive it, and then we have everything to look up. Or the other way is we just foster through it and try to create knowledge in the form of algorithms, for example.
But if we are compressing it or learning from it, after we've done that, shouldn't we be able to delete it after that and move on to the next set of data?
Yes, probably yes. If you're sure you got all the knowledge out of it, I would agree. And if you don't need it for any archival reasons anymore, I mean, you're not interested in that anymore, and then you could go on. Now, the question is, are you sure you got all the knowledge out of it that you really wanted?
So these new apps like Snapchat that sort of self-destruct after a certain amount of time, do they pain you? Do they make you sad because you can't extract the data out of them?
If you want to learn, you need the data. If you want to create knowledge, you need the data. If you don't want to create the knowledge, you don't want anybody else to create knowledge about you, be it a future employer or be it the National Intelligence Agency, you know, then you rather don't want to store this information.
So take us into the future when, as you described it, we have potentially exponentially more data per person. I mean, how are we going to deal with it?
So the only way we deal with it is we fight fire with fire. We create digital technology that helps us to sort through this information, because our biological brains are certainly not made to sort through it. So while the last 20 years we focused a lot on creating more information and data, I think the next 10 or 20 or 30 years will focus on creating intelligent solutions who extract knowledge from it. Brings me back to my former point. So for example, this big data paradigm, what they talk about, focuses a lot on that. The big data paradigm is not so much on how big the data is, it's actually about big data analysis. We extract knowledge from it, we analyze it, and that's the challenge for the decades to come.
Okay, last question for you. When I delete something, does it actually completely go away?
Nobody really deletes information, because technically the reason is that deleting information always requires energy. So basically, and our computers get already very hot. You know that when you put your laptop on your lap, for example, you see how hot it becomes because it processes energy. Now, if you delete things, it will become really, really hot. So basically what computers do is they don't delete it. They just give the machine permission to override it. But until it's overwritten, it's actually still there. And even afterwards, there are ways to sometimes extract it. So usually information also from these apps, from the snapshots, they don't really get deleted. So if you really worry about privacy issues and about intelligence services scooping you out, then these apps don't really help, because there are still ways you can get the information back.
Martin Hilbert is Economic Affairs Officer at the UN. Thank you so much, Martin.
Thank you for having me.